come out of the shadows and get right with the law. That was Barack Obama's overnight call to an estimated 11 million people, including around 50,000 Irish, who live and work in the United States but are breaking the law because they're not citizens and don't have residency rights. People with US-born children who have been in the US for more than 5 years will be asked to come forward and register, and the president offered some hope that they would be able to leave and return to the US for a visit, though the detail is unclear. Claire from Derry and Jerry from Tipperary live illegally in the US. They've been telling us their stories and giving their reaction to Barack Obama's decree.
I've been in the United States 19 years. I came here on a holiday, but I stayed here because I made a better life for myself, and that's why I stayed.
You're working, you have children?
Yes, I'm working. I have a construction business, and I have a son, he's 4 years old. He's a 4 year old.
And he was born in the United States, yes?
Born in the United States, yeah.
Claire, how long have you been in the United States and why?
I'm here now 15 years. I came over 15 years ago on my 90-day visa, and I overstayed. So, and I got a job, met new friends, and like everybody else, built a life for ourselves, you know.
And you have a child born in the United States as well, yes?
I do. I have a son. He's an American citizen. He's 8 years old.
Jerry, you're not there legally. What impact has that and does that have on your life there?
Well, the fact is, when you're travelling to work, are you going to be pulled over, or, you know, if anything happens, you know, you're gone from your family. It separates you from your family. So you're always thinking behind your mind, like, you know, it could happen to you or it could happen to anybody, like, you know, by just going to work you could be pulled in driving down the street, like.
Have you been able to travel home at all during that time?
No, I haven't been home since 2000. 2 years ago my grandfather passed away, so I couldn't go home, so my mother had it on Skype when he passed away, and the funeral was on Skype, the wake was on Skype. The only thing I didn't see was the burial.
Claire, you're also there illegally. What impact has that had on your life there?
Well, every day, you know, your fear of being deported away from your children, put in a detention centre, not seeing your child again. You know, we can't even drive, I'm speaking not just for myself, for everybody, but, you know, we can't even drive our kids to the doctors or school, especially in the winter months. You know, and they're suffering, it's cold out because we're afraid of being, like, you know, deported and sent home. And plus, my mother passed away 5 years ago. I got a phone call saying, Claire, your mummy has 6 months to a year to live. And I ran around for a year with immigration lawyers begging them, asking them to help me, how can I get home? And they said to me, Claire, if you leave the country with your child, it's kidnapping, and the father will come after you because we weren't together and he was an American citizen. And if you leave without the child and go home to visit, that he will get the child and you'll never see him again. And I said, so what you're telling me, I have to choose between my mother and my son? He said, unfortunately, yes. I got the phone call from my sister saying, she held my mommy's hand and she says, Mommy, Claire and Colby can't make it home. She can't leave Colby, and she took her last breath. And I'll never forget that night, you know. I just dropped the phone. She says she's dead, and I fell to my knees, and I screamed. And, you know, something, I'm just glad now something's coming out, you know, above us all, like they stop tearing families apart. Because I'm not just speaking for me, I'm speaking for, I'm sure, a lot of people have been through this, death of our loved ones. We can't get home to see our loved ones, you know, and it's just terrible.
So, Claire, you heard Barack Obama's speech overnight at our time, last night, your time. What's your understanding of what difference that's going to make to you?
Oh my God, like, I'll be able to drive, for one, as I said, and take my son to school and his doctor's appointments. I won't be living in fear every day of being pulled over or being stopped or whatever the situation is, and be put in a detention centre and then deported home away from a child and not seeing him again. It's a parent's worst fear. You know what I mean? But I just think it's going to be great. When Kieran O'Sullivan called me today and told me, I was in shock. Kieran from the Irish Paschal Centre, he says, Claire, you fit the criteria and this is for you. And I was just like, I cried with joy. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe, like, is this finally happening, you know? So,
Jerry, what difference is it going to make to you?
Well, I'm the same as Claire. It fits the criteria where you get a driver's license and you get a permit to work, and you don't have to watch your back all the time. But it's still unclear what it really is. So I think we've got to wait until tomorrow, till he signs in Vegas, to see what he is. It is, because I've been working with the Chicago Celtic for immigration reforms with Billy Lawless and Cyril Regan and Brendan Dawn, and like they've done a power of work. And so it's great. As Claire says, to bring your son to the doctor or bring him to school, and not to be looking behind your back is a great relief.
Yes,
for everybody.
Our understanding is that because you both have been there for more than 5 years and you have children born in the US, you'll be able to register. But does that mean you can come home for a visit, Jerry?
No, it doesn't, because he hasn't. That's why it's a very grey area. This part of the of it, so I think we got to wait to see what he signs tomorrow and what he says, because he hasn't said a lot of things what they were expecting him to say. So I think it's a very grey area. So we got to wait till tomorrow till what he signs in Vegas, and I think more will come out then when he signs in Vegas.
Claire, what do you think? What's your understanding now? Do you think you'll be able to come home to Derry?
I think it's a step forward. I do. I feel it's a step forward, at least, you know, getting the social security, being able to, be, you know, legal, do you know what I mean? But, like, it's definitely a step forward. I'm hoping to get back home. I haven't been home to see my family and friends and back home to my wee town there, you know. My heart's broke, but I'm just hoping and praying now, and hopefully it's just going to be positive and one step forward. It's a start. If anything, it's a start, you know.
Barack Obama says in his speech, you can come out of the shadows and get right with the law. He's signing this in the face of a lot of opposition, as you probably know, in the US Congress. And there's no guarantee that if there's a new president in a couple of years' time, that they won't reverse this measure. Are you taking a risk then by registering, that by putting your head above the parapet, so to speak, they'll know who you are, and if they change their minds, they'll know how to find you? Jerry?
It is a risk, but, you know, as Claire says, it's a step forward. So I think within Obama's time left, I think hopefully they come up with something in Congress, a proper solution where we can travel and that we won't be putting our heads out there to be deported. So, you know, there's a lot of things out there. Like, we'll know more tomorrow, I think, by with Vegas when he signs it in. So, but I know it's a 3-year, every 3 years they will reassess it, so that's what I read tonight. So we'll see what happens. It looks good, but at the same time we don't know. Like, I've been living here 20 years nearly, and my child is 5, and like I pay taxes for 17 years, so I fit the criteria. Like, I've no criminal record or anything like that, so.
Claire, is it a gamble for you to put your head forward?
I don't think so. I feel like this bill is to stop tearing families apart. I don't think they're, in 3 years' time, they're going to, like, tear the families apart again. Do you know what I mean? I really can't see that happening.
Claire from Derry and Jerry from Tipperary speaking to us from the US this morning.